That's brand new music from Chris Roberts. It's called Remember That It's Me, right here on Iron Country. And this morning, we want to welcome Chris Roberts to our Iron Country family here in the State Line. Welcome to Iron Country, Chris. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well,
how's it going over there? How are we doing in Wisconsin? Over there?
It is okay in Wisconsin. I mean, this is the best part of the year to be here. I know that you're out in Aspen, so you understand snow and everything. But this is our one time to smile a lot every day.
Well, man, I'm into smiling. So.
Yeah. Well, Chris,
I need to get out there, I guess.
You need to get out here. I mean, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself. The first time I heard this song, I'm like, man, that has got such a cool vibe to that song. I can't wait to hear more of it. And then I started looking into about who you are, and you grew up in the music mecca of Austin, and now you're out in Aspen. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your influences and about your country music love.
I grew up in Austin, Texas, so it's like half country, half hippie, half kind of part outlaw kind of thing. And my influences are—it's everybody. That's people ask that question, and to be honest, I think it's like everything I've ever heard. But I mean, uh-huh. Of course, you're talking about the outlaw boys of Waylon and Willie and them and the boys. Of course, that probably was on my radio more than other stuff, than the Doors and whatever. But everything has influenced me, and just it. But it's a bit of part of everything, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. I know a lot of people that I play the song for go, man, I hear a little bit of Blackberry Smoke, some Black Crows. I hear some Waylon Jennings in there. I hear a lot of it, and I go, that's just the single, man. I can't wait to hear the full-length album. How's the album coming?
Oh, man, it's there. I can't wait for other people to hear some of the other songs because, you know, which I love, Remember That It's Me. You know, I always play it, but, you know, I wrote that song 2 years ago, and the new stuff, you know, it's just 2 years different. But the other stuff, I'm excited for people to hear, because if you like that song, like, you know, buckle your seatbelt, hold on.
Well, I read in your bio that you wrote your first song in a half hour on a plane. That for me, that amazes me because I talked to so many singer songwriters here on the show, and a lot of them are, you know, hey, I took it from a story or a one line. I mean, how do you go about writing songs? Is it from personal experience?
Most of the songs, yes, is absolutely. It's built on just emotions, you know, emotions. I can see them from other people. Most of them are kind of built on my emotions, but I've also written a few that I can see other people having emotions, or just like, hey, you know what? Let's write about this emotion, even though I'm not feeling it right this second. But most of the stuff that you're going to hear is because it was written exactly about like what I thought was going on at the time.
Outstanding. Well, I know that, you know, with the COVID thing going on, the pandemic, and, you know, when we first got on the phone together, you're like, hey, it's good to hear some good news. Has this whole thing affected the way you write songs and what you're writing about right now?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, most of the new songs that I'm ready to, that I'd like to share with people, most of them have some kind of touch on what we're all going through right now. I mean, they do, they're about it. I think there's going to be a bunch of good songs that come out of this because, I mean, we're all stuck just, you know, with a bunch of emotions, and if we're writers, you know, that's what we're going to do. So, but I tell you what, some of the songs I think that are going to come out of this deal are pretty good.
All right.
So,
well,
we got that to look forward to. We got that to look forward to. So the sun is shining on my side of town is what I'm going to say.
That's outstanding. You know, I mean, when this whole thing gets over, I know I got to go to here with the hats that you make. I gotta talk to you about that. I'm a guy who wore a ball cap every day of my life, and always was like, man, I would always like to get one of them cool hats, like a Stevie Ray Vaughan or a Billy Jack or one of those kind of things. And then I look up on your website on Aspen Hatter, and you make some of the damnedest hats I've ever seen in my life. How did you get involved in that?
Oh goodness! It was really more. It was really more of a thing of like that. I couldn't find a hat anywhere that I thought was cool enough that I wanted to wear. And so I kind of, that I figured out how to do it. And I was like, shit, I'll just make my own. You know, because that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't find a cool enough hat at a store or anybody else that was doing it, and I wanted a certain style. So I said, well, shoot, I'll just do it.
Yeah, and I'm telling you what, just by looking at your site, you make some unbelievable hats. And people can check that out. It's AspenHatter.com, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, check that out. And I guess my question is, you're so busy with Aspen Hatter. When you do drop this album, are we going to get to see you out on the road?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no. I've got a lot of good people in place. There's other artists that are making the hats these days. At each store, you know, so I got one here in Aspen and I've got one in Austin, Texas. And so there's other artists that are handling that side of things. So I just write songs and when we can, we're working on some stuff, trying to get some outdoor, things going on here and not too long, hopefully, you know, some wide open spaces type thing. Whenever we can, we are looking forward to getting out there.
Well, all right, Chris, you got any idea when they're going to drop? Is the album still going to be called Feathers or Feather?
No. I'm not sure. This might be a question. So I have, I know you caught me off guard. I think we're going to release an EP here in maybe just a little while. That's got another single with a song and then a couple more attached to it, you know, like we're putting our toes in the water and letting people have it. So oh. I'm ready for it all to come out because but you know how the industry works. I got to just play by the rules.
I hear you.
I have to do what Corey tells me.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing more music from you. Right now, we're loving the single. And if our listeners want more information and where do they find out more about your music and about Aspen Hatter?
Shoot, I wish I knew. I'm so bad at all this stuff, but I think it's official Chris Roberts or the official Chris Roberts .com. I believe you can find some stuff and some videos and that kind of thing. And then the other thing is just AspenHatter.com.
All right. Well, Chris, it was a joy to have you on with us this morning here on Iron Country. And we hope to get you up here in Wisconsin real soon.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.